But what is it where you would plant your crop? What is this stretch of land called? It's not a pasture because there's not any grazing going on, but you, where you would plant the corn or the cotton.
The field, I guess.
Are you familiar with any other terms for field?
No.
What type of fences do you have around yards and gardens? What are the different types of fences you might have?
You mean like wire or wooden? Or
right, what would be another term for a wooden fence?
Well, there's different kind of wooden fences. You have rail fences, and you have stockade type fences, and you have picket fences. Yes,
well, a wire fence that was real, you know, prickly at the top.
That's barbed wire.
And then describe what a rail fence is.
Well, it's a post about every 10 feet with two or three rails running horizontally between the posts.
Have you ever heard Poppy refer to it as a Virginia fence?
No.
As a rail fence?
I never have.
And then when you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig the holes for what?
The post.
Alright. What would you call a fence or a wall that's made out of stone or rock?
A stone wall.
Okay. If you want to make a hen start laying eggs, what might you put in her nest?
A glass egg.
Okay. Have you ever heard possibly of...
Or a china egg. Did you ever hear possibly of what?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, if you heard of that. And what might you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
How would you just, what would be another term for bucket? For something that you carry something in?
A pail.
Do you make any type of distinction between bucket and pail?
Well, generally speaking, I would think that a pail means smaller.
Okay, is this usually made out of the same material?
Well, I guess nowadays they are, yeah.
When they used to feed the pigs before they had the automatic feeding granary, the automatic silo, whatever, and they had a container that they'd carry the food to the pigs in, what would they call this?
Slopping the hog.
Okay. And what would they call the actual container?
I don't know.
Do you think? What do you fry your eggs in?
A frying pan.
Okay. And what would be some other terms for frying pan?
A skillet.
Do you make any distinction between skillet and frying pan as far as what they look like or what they're made out of?
Well, you used to think that skillets were big old heavy black iron things, and I guess you kind of think that a frying pan would include a skillet, but these new frying pans that have the Teflon on them, I don't really think of them as skillets. I think of them as frying pans.
Have you ever, what if it had legs on it? Would you make any distinction between that if you were to...
No, really, I haven't ever had anything to do with them with legs on them. I think I'm sure I've seen them, but I just...
You remember what they were called?
No.
You ever heard of the term spider?
No.
In relation to that?
I think I have heard, this is probably something a little different, but I have heard of gypsy kettles.
What is
but
that?
But I think that was a kind that you could hang over a fire. And then when you set it down, it sat down on the legs, you know, after it finished cooking. I think they call them gypsy kettles, but they were just an all-purpose sort of thing. You could cook anything in it.